Scanning over party designations of office holders in the Berkshires, you find a consistent theme: Democrats. All four of the area's current state representatives and its state senator are members of the Democratic Party. But it wasn't always this way. From 1970 to 1976, Republicans controlled the then 6th Berkshire District, with State Representative Sidney Curtis running unopposed in three of four general elections. Likewise, in the 2nd Berkshire District seat, now held by Democrat Paul Mark, the GOP held control for nearly a decade. Republican Representative Sean Kelly won consecutive elections from 1990 to 2002. Area Republicans and Democrats agree the recent trend can be traced back to the loss of white-collar, typically GOP-leaning jobs, and an influx of Democratic retirees from New York. Sheila Murray heads the Berkshire Brigades, representing the county's Democrats.
We've lost a lot of people that perhaps voted Republican before because they were, you know, they lost jobs here, so they needed to move away. And so you've got that loss, but then you've got these new people coming in, retiring here, second homeowners that decide to spend more time here, register to vote here. And so it's increased, I think, the number of progressives voting in the Berkshires.
Jim Bronson is the chair of the Berkshire County Republican Association.
You always had a strong union component here, so there was always plenty of blue-collar union votes that would typically go to a Democrat, but you also had a lot of white-collar jobs here, and those aren't here as much anymore either.
Also, from 1970 to 1990, state Senate representation in the then Berkshire district flip-flopped between the two major parties. For a period, the Republicans held the region's state Senate seat with Jane Swift from 1990 to 1996. Swift would go on to serve as lieutenant governor and eventually as acting governor. However, since Swift's 1996 departure, the Democrats have had a stranglehold on the state Senate seat, now representing the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hampden district. Ben Taylor, assistant professor of political science at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, says overall, the Commonwealth is more politically aware and active than other states, and Berkshire County follows that trend. In 2012, a presidential election year, 65% of the state's voter age population went to the polls, while the national average was only 55%.
One of the reasons people don't sign up to vote is because they don't want to put forth the effort, right? They're making a house payment, making a light bill, taking their kids to school. They've got lives. And also, we have election fatigue in America, so we know that there are lots of elections. Like North Adams this year is having a mayoral race. Well, we got a mayor's race this year. Next year will be a midterm election. And then the next year there'll be another mayor's race in North Adams. Then they'll have the presidential election. So you just have election after election after election. And the lower down the food chain you go, from the president on down, then the lower the level of attention.
Taylor also says some people are discouraged from registering to vote because it is tied to jury duty selection. He says expected voter turnout levels for a midterm election are 35%, while special elections usually see 20% because they aren't held in November. The Commonwealth has had a string of recent special elections due to appointments to higher positions or death while in office. In 2010, the special election to fill the U.S. Senate seat left vacant by the death of Democrat Ted Kennedy drew 2.25 million voters, or 52% of the state's registered voters. That's 43% of the eligible voting population. This year's special election to fill John Kerry's Senate seat saw about 1.2 million, or 27% of registered voters. That's roughly 22% of the eligible population. More striking are the relatively steady voter enrollment and turnout levels in the county despite more than 15 years of Democratic control. Since 2004, the county's enrollment numbers have hovered around 90,000, about 90% of its eligible population. In 2012, nearly 80,000 votes were cast in the county, and in 2010, a midterm year, more than 51,500 voters turned out. But Taylor says those numbers can be deceiving and potentially lead to continued yet uninterested Democratic support.
Do your representatives do what you want as a citizen? And as long as they do, then there won't be any opening for a Republican to be competitive in this area. And there won't be any way for people to begin to reevaluate maybe their party allegiance, right? Maybe they don't. They were born and raised a Democrat, so why should they change, right? If there's no competitive Republican to demonstrate to them reasons why they should change, then they might not. They might not ever reconsider it.
Democrat Smitty Pignatelli has been representing the 4th Berkshire District in the Massachusetts House since 2003. He finds it concerning that fellow Democrat Benjamin Downing has run unopposed in every state Senate race since being elected in 2006.
It's getting harder and harder to find quality people to even run for office, even at the local level, for it to be selectman or city council. Mayor Bianchi in Pittsfield is doing a fantastic job, but I still find it hard to believe that the capital city of Pittsfield, with 42,000 people, you know, there's no opposition there. The city council races are, for the most part, running unopposed. Selectmen's run unopposed. I don't know if it's people don't want those jobs or if they're happy with the people that are in those jobs.
Taylor offers a partial answer.
Because personality is such a big deal, parties are not what they once were. You know, if you have a candidate, you know, like Ben Downing or other politicians in this area who are elected, you know, once or twice, it's going to be very difficult, especially if they're Democrats, very difficult to unseat them because already there, they've got a base of support. They know how to win elections now, so they already know where to go for votes and how to get those people out to vote and that kind of thing. So it just really discourages participation the whole way down.
Taylor says it's the competitive elections that drive voters to the polls because people want to be asked to vote, creating a sense that they actually do matter to the politicians and the decisions they make. Bronson says the increasing cost of running for office and the obvious uphill battle Republicans face in the Berkshires are creating runaway races.
A Republican in this area, in this whole state really, has to be 5 times as good on all fronts. You know, message, delivery of message, fundraising, ideas. 5 times as good as the Democrat because it's we're the AAA team playing the major leaguers.
Even with the overwhelming popularity and success of Democrats in the Berkshires, about 52% of the county's registered voters are unenrolled. Jennifer Nassor served as state GOP chair from 2009 to 2011.
Those people are not necessarily so enthused with the Democratic Party because if they were, it's cool to be a Democrat in Massachusetts. Why not? Why be unenrolled? Why be anything else? You could be a Democrat. Go into cocktail parties and you're not shunned like I am. But they choose not to be. They choose to be unenrolled because there's something that keeps them there. There's something that keeps them away from registering as a Democrat. They like the fact that they can vote for a Republican when there's a good Republican.
Both Murray of the Berkshire Brigades and Bronson, the county's GOP chair, say they support the open enrollment system, as it gives people the freedom to vote in all the primaries, even allowing people to change their political designation at the polling station. Bronson says people in the Berkshires don't enroll as Republicans because they don't want to be chastised, especially business people who believe it will cost them money if they do. Taylor offers another reason.
When you write on a piece of paper, I am a Democrat or I'm a Republican, especially if you hand it off to the state, for goodness sake, that is a huge psychological barrier to get over, to sort of attach yourself in that way so visibly and so clearly with a political party.
Nassor admits politicians in the state aren't engaging voters enough, especially the unenrolled.
Partisan politics, Republicans are talking to the way right, Democrats are talking to the way left. Everyone in between gets left out. They get frustrated.
Mike Case is the GOP state committeeman for the Berkshire, Hamden, and Franklin district. He says the lack of Massachusetts political coverage on television in the Berkshires leaves many people uninformed.
The vast majority of the county is fed by the Albany market. I can tell you all about Governor Cuomo, but the only thing I can tell you about Deval Patrick is he comes out here once in a while and visits his house in Richmond. You know, we get no news out of Boston, none at all. So people, when it comes to a state election, they go in blind as a bat. They just have no idea.
Pignatelli says if localized television coverage were to come to the area, campaign costs would increase due to advertising competition.
I say somewhat tongue-in-cheek, thank goodness television hasn't really hit the Berkshires yet, because then you would see campaigns starting to cost a lot more money than my measly $35,000 in hindsight.
Still, area Democrats insist that if a worthy Republican candidate were to run for office in the Berkshires, he or she would have a valid shot at winning. Here's Pignatelli.
People in the Berkshires will tend to vote for the best candidate and the party is second. I still believe that. And anybody who would argue that with me, I would say, well, how did we have Silvio Conti as our congressman for 32 years as a Republican? How did we have 20 years of Republican state senators?
Kirsten Hughes is the state GOP chair.
We do need to challenge in places where maybe we haven't before, in particular out here in the Berkshires.
Taylor says it's hard to convince politicians to run nowadays if they aren't guaranteed victory.
You know, as long as no politician or no possible candidate thinks that it's worth their time, then, you know, I suppose you'll continue to see uncontested elections. So it's just... It's very difficult to make the case to an aspiring politician, hey, go get your brains beat in three times in the next 6 years so you can, you know, maybe win an election down the way. You know, it's just, that's not something people like to do, lose, you know, so.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.